Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. It has been one of the most unusual presidential campaigns in American history, and we've got CBS News correspondent Christian Benavides to tell us how the two major candidates have been spending their final Friday night before it ends.
As the race for the White House is entering the final weekend, former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are making their final pitches in Wisconsin Friday night.
I will give a middle-class tax cut to over 100 million Americans. We will enact the first ever federal ban on corporate price gouging on groceries.
I'm thrilled to be back in this beautiful state with thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots. That's what you are. And we have a country that's going to hell, but we're going to turn it around very fast.
Israel has launched dozens of intense airstrikes across Lebanon's northeastern farming villages. BBC's Chris Barrow is monitoring that.
The Lebanese government says 52 people have been killed in Israeli strikes on the eastern Baalbek Hermel region. The health ministry said 72 others were injured in the attacks, which took place in quick succession. Lebanon's transport minister says another Israeli strike forced the closure of a border crossing between northeast Lebanon and Syria.
Meanwhile, the Pentagon is deploying more weapons, ships, bombers, and fighter jets to the Middle East.
The Navy ballistic missile defense destroyers, B-52 long-range bombers, fighter jets, and refueling aircraft will help fill the gap that will be left when the USS Abraham Lincoln and its three destroyers leave the region to go home, likely later this month. The Pentagon says the deployment is in keeping with its, quote, commitments to protect U.S. citizens and forces in the region, the defense of Israel, and de-escalation through deterrence and diplomacy. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
The death toll from historic flash floods in Spain climbed to at least 205 people Friday, with many more believed to be missing. 202 of the victims were in the Valencia region alone, and BBC's Bethany Bell is there.
Rescue teams and groups of volunteers are searching through the piles of overturned cars which were swept away in the floodwaters. Their fears people may have been trapped in their vehicles. Some residents here have told us more lives could have been saved if the local authorities had been quicker to warn of the flood risk.
More rain is expected in the coming days. A federal jury tonight convicted former Kentucky Police Detective Brett Hankinson of using excessive force on Breonna Taylor during a botched 2020 drug raid that left her dead. It's the first conviction of a Louisville police officer in that deadly raid. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
The Badgers take on Iowa. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, it's Wisconsin against the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight at Kinnick Stadium. Both teams 5-3, kickoff a little after 6:30. NBA, the Bucks are at home against the Cavaliers tonight, trying to snap a four-game losing streak. Damian Lillard says when he was with the Trailblazers, he'd just take over games. How hard is that now?
It's hard because, I mean, my entire career, I've always been somebody who, if I can do one thing, I can take over. You know, I think I've joined a new team and the situation is different. I understand it is different, so I have to try to, you know, find a way to not just go back to what I've always done because it's probably not always necessary. So I think that's probably the most difficult part is like when things seem like it's getting out of control or the going is getting tough, you know, I'm able to put my hands on it a little bit more. And I think just not being in that role is, you know, it's a little bit more difficult.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. From the little screen to the big screen, John Krasinski is keeping the role of Jack Ryan. Krasinski played Ryan for 4 seasons on the Amazon Prime series Jack Ryan. The Hollywood Reporter says he will now move to the big screen, where he will be the 5th actor to play the character over the last 35 years. Previous Ryans include Alec Baldwin, Harrison Ford, Ben Affleck, and Chris Pine. There is no word yet on which Tom Clancy novel the next film will be based on. Joining Krasinski in the cast will be Wendell Pierce as James Greer and Mike Kelly as Mike November. both men also reprising their roles from the Prime series. Wicked opens November 15th in theaters, and the early buzz from critics, they're raving about it. One critic for Variety called it a masterpiece. Pop star Ariana Grande plays the lead role of Glinda. If you hear a murmuring across the country, it's Oscar buzz. This is part one of the film. Part two will hit theaters in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy through the night, lows low 30s. For the afternoon Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, highs mid-50s. Cloudy with passing showers Sunday, highs in the low 50s. More rain around for Monday, even a few rumbles of thunder, highs mid-60s. Right now it's 33.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will look back at the weekend's news and also preview the election coming up on Tuesday, a special edition. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
To donate.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Well, either Monday or Tuesday of this week was the day that Rudy Giuliani was supposed to turn over to Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman, the Georgia election workers who he slandered, who successfully sued him for over $100 million. He was supposed to turn over his apartment to them, a bunch of gold watches, a bunch of rings, just a whole bunch of stuff that he owned. And he's just refusing to go along with any of it. He's not complying. He's not doing anything. So on Tuesday, I believe it was, the sheriff was going to let Moss and Freeman's lawyers into Rudy's apartment. I haven't seen a follow-up article on that, so I'm not sure how that played out. But Rudy's still doing his little podcast, and he went off on a rant. This is totally bizarre. This was apparently day before yesterday. Based on these false claims that J.D. Vance and Donald Trump are pushing that Haitian immigrants are eating dogs and cats in Springfield, Ohio. Here's what Rudy had to say. And in this, I'm sharing this with you because Rudy Giuliani is saying out loud what Trump voters are thinking. This is why people are voting for Trump. This is why people are voting for J.D. Vance. It's because they're racists, pure and simple. Or they hate women. I mean, it's a little bit of both. But here's what Rudy said, quote, "And look, I'm going to say this. It's not their fault. They lived back 200 years ago. They just shouldn't have been taken out of the jungle and placed in the middle of small town America. That's ridiculous. Or big town America, for that matter." This kind of language, this kind of rhetoric plays really well with Republicans. Have you heard a single Republican politician come out and say, Rudy Giuliani shouldn't talk like that? Has Tom Cotton said, Rudy, don't talk like that? People in South Carolina would be offended. Has Josh Hawley come out and said, people in Missouri just wouldn't like it to hear you talking like that, Rudy? Has J.D. Vance come out and said, people in Ohio don't talk like that, Rudy, and certainly a vice president would never sanction that sort of language. Has Donald Trump said, my longtime lawyer, the guy who tried to steal the election for me in 2020, Rudy, you shouldn't talk like that? No. Not a single one of them has spoken up. To the best of my knowledge, even Nikki Haley hasn't spoken up. I mean, they all get it. If they blew off racism, if the Republican Party was to repudiate racism like the Democrats did in 1964, the result of that was that the entire South, which was entirely Democratic in 1964, by 1975 was entirely Republican. And the Republican Party knows it. If they repudiate racism and the Democrats have, are on an ongoing basis repudiating racism, then what's going to happen to all those racists? There'll be a third party, and it'll pick them up, and it'll become larger than the GOP. There's not, I guarantee you, there's not a single Republican politician who's going to come out and condemn Rudy Giuliani for saying that the Haitians in Springfield, Ohio should never have been taken out of the jungle. It just ain't going to happen. Because they know without the racist vote, they have no chance. And they don't want to work with Democrats and the rest of us, you know, decent Americans, decent human beings, to try to erase racism, to try to teach the history of racism and the damage that racism has done in our schools. No, they're doing the exact opposite. In multiple states, you got Ron DeSantis down in Florida, you got Greg Abbott and Ken Paxton in Texas, you got state after state, the governor of Georgia, on it goes, state after state after state, where they're coming out and saying, you may not teach American history. You just may not. Because we don't want to offend the racists, because the racists are essential to the survival of the Republican Party, or at least for the ability of the Republican Party to win elections. I mean, it's just, and here's where this leads. Right, to just take this one step beyond that. The Wall Street Journal has this incredible story today about the National Archives Museum. And this is under a Biden-appointed archivist. Her name is Colleen Shogan. And the museum, this is from Nathan Robinson's currentaffairs.org Substack newsletter, by the way. He writes, the National Archives Museum, under Biden-appointed U.S. archivist Colleen Shogan, has been working to reshape its narrative of American history in order to make white conservatives more comfortable. The museum has removed references to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the Japanese internment, Native Americans, union organizers, and birth control, because presenting American history honestly would make Republicans upset. A photo of Martin Luther King was replaced with one of Richard Nixon meeting Elvis Presley. Shogan, this woman that Biden put in charge of the National Archives, she, quote, told employees to remove Dorothea Lange's photos of Japanese-American incarceration camps from a planned exhibit because the images were too negative and controversial. They might upset Republicans. Her aides also, quote, also asked staff to eliminate references about the wartime incarceration from some educational materials. An exhibit on coal communities, quote, cut references to the environmental hazards caused by the mining industry. Oh, we don't want to offend the mining industry. Shogun aides also ordered the removal of labor union pioneer Dolores Huerta and Minnie Spotted Wolf, the first Native American women to join the Marine Corps, from the photo booth. Oh, we can't talk well about Native Americans. By the way, these quotes, these are from the Wall Street Journal. A photo of Betty Ford, you know, the Republican wife of Republican President Jerry Ford, a photo of Betty Ford wearing an Equal Rights Amendment pin was removed from a video. And in an exhibit of patents that changed the world, the birth control pill was removed so as not to offend Republicans and replaced with, and keep in mind, this is patents that changed the world, birth control pill removed, replaced with a bump stock, something that will turn a semi-automatic weapon into a fully automatic weapon. The explicit justification here was that the facts would hurt the feelings of guests who didn't want to hear about union organizers and Native Americans. The archivist said, visitors shouldn't feel confronted. They should feel rather welcomed. Now, keep in mind, when this woman was appointed, Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri called her an extreme partisan, and Republicans in the Senate who voted against her appointment, quote, warned that they would be watching closely for signs that she was pulling the independent agency to the left. Now, we know what Republicans are doing here. This is called working the refs. This was Lee Atwater's strategy that he laid out way back in the 80s. Yell and scream at the referee. Well, she's the referee. It continues. Even the Holocaust has been downplayed to avoid offending Republicans. a gallery exhibit on how the National Archives have been used, included as an example, quote, how public records had been used to return assets to Jews after the Holocaust. Employees were told that, quote, the Holocaust story needed to go. The National World War II Museum, which also de-emphasizes the Holocaust, as well as declining to show its visitors anything gruesome. So, you know, the history of America being sanitized and whitewashed by the Biden administration, for God's sake. Why? Because, oh, we don't want to offend the Republicans, you know, and their voters. I mean, you've just got to be nice to these racists, right? Right? Amazing. LeBron James posted an amazing little video montage. It's about a minute long over on Twitter. I'll share that with you on the other side of this break and pick up your calls because it's Anything Goes weekend and it's 15 minutes past the hour. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with your calls.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you. Does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Well, big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Ooh, and Chewy, our dogs just love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Our voices strong, singing for justice all night long.
Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Mary in Seattle. Hey, Mary, what's up? Mary?
Yes, here.
Hi, you're on the air.
Tom,
what's up?
I first want to thank and congratulate all the brave people like you and millions of others who have stood up to this great evil and crime that's trying to be committed against America and Americans. And I just want to say it takes bravery, and I'm so glad we have strong men and women that are saying we are not going to sit back. We're not going to be afraid. We are going to stand up. What does the song say? The land of the free
and the home of the brave.
You got to be brave or you will be overtaken. And I also wanted to say that you see the bullying that's happening, and you look at Kim Jong and Putin. They both, when anything happens they don't like, they pull out their nuclear weapons. Hey, we're going to do this. And bullying, you know, and just I see that now in the Republican Party and with Trump. And we have to stand and resist because the rest of the world is not going to sit down and be bullied. And I just congratulate everyone that's willing to vote, getting out and saying, I am not going to be bullied out of my rights. And another thing, I wanted to pray for everyone and just ask everyone to start praying and pray, read Psalms 91, which talks about the protection of the people of God. And also I asked the Lord, I said, what is a good scripture to talk to people? And I looked at 3 John, and it said, Beloved, chapter 11, 3 John, verse 11, Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil has not seen God.
Yeah.
And I want to say that to the Christians that are pushing this, and I don't know what reason, and they're saying God uses evil people. The word just said, follow that which is not.
I am with you, Mary, and that's, you know, excellent points all. I used to have the 91st Psalm memorized. It's been a lot of years, but it used to be my favorite. Thank you so much for the call. Ari in Eureka, California. Hey, Ari, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to pick up on something an earlier caller was talking about the Postal Service.
Mm-hmm.
I own an online store, and I think people are misunderstanding the whole inflation thing. Part of what's going on is shipping costs. The cost of my products has gone up in the past 4 years, maybe 10%, mm-hmm. but my shipping costs have gone up 30%.
Really?
Now, when you sell things, yes, when you sell things online, you have to offer free shipping or people don't buy. Well, where do you think those shipping costs go?
Right. They get buried in the price of the product, of course.
Exactly. And the whole ground advantage thing, one of the things they're doing is I routinely ship out something that weighs 6 ounces. Well, the cheapest way to ship it, which is still not cheap, is ground advantage, but they round that up to 8 ounces. So I'm paying for 2 ounces more of products that I am not shipping.
This is the post office?
This is what Louis DeJoy has brought us.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not surprising. I mean, you know, he's trying to break the post office. There's just no doubt about it.
4 years ago, a priority mail flat rate envelope was $6.50. Now it's $8.80, and that's with my giant discount because my online service provider gets us discounts. It's $9.50 if you just walk into the post office.
Right. We had an advertiser, ShipStation.com. Have you checked them out?
Yes. Yeah, I'm still paying less than that.
Yeah, because they claim that they're getting like something like, you know, some huge discount. I forget exactly what it was, even over U.S. Postal Service rates. But
if you build your store through Shopify, you get the Shopify discount, which is huge because they handle 6 million stores.
Yeah.
But people have to understand that part of the inflation thing is what Louis DeJoy has done to the post office.
There you go. Ari, thank you so much for the information, for the civics lesson here today. We appreciate it. It's 27 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Speaking the truth, J.D. Vance and Donald Trump would really rather you didn't know all about. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your calls. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Hey, Tom Harbin here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hi, friends. Tom Harbin here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Harbin program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcasts at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Share the Tom Harbin program with your friends. Our podcast, The Harbin Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com.
Did you know that almost 1/3 of Americans have no religion?
And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your own terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register and find your polling place and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's in the end, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply. Ready to hear. Your thoughts and opinions gonna make it clear. Dial into my show. Pick up the phone. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Dan, hang on just a minute. I want to play a clip here. In fact, I'm going to put Dan back on hold. LeBron James has posted this clip on Twitter, and it's just incredible. It's, for those of you listening on radio, what's playing over Trump's voices are pictures from the civil rights era. It's just a remarkable montage of, contrast between what is being said and what you're seeing. This is just amazing. Here it is.
All right. Heck yeah. That's a cool black guy. That's one of my buddies. We had fun. We carved watermelons together. It was awesome.
That's the guy from Trump's Madison
Square. No, I'm not a racist.
We love Hitler. We love Trump.
They're taking black jobs now.
The whole country's going to be like, it'll be like Detroit.
A lot of it's about the genes, isn't it? Don't you believe?
They're poisoning the blood of our country.
Troublemaker. These are troublemakers. Look, I love the old days, you know? Do you know what they used to do to guys like that when they were in a place like this? They'd be carried out on a stretcher, folks. Like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
Now, if you had one really violent day, like one rough hour, and I mean real rough, the word will get out and it will end immediately.
They're showing clips from
Selma. We're going to indemnify police officers and law enforcement from being destroyed by the radical left. You're changing history. You're changing culture.
Of course I hate these people. And let's all hate these people, because maybe hate is what we need.
Maybe hate is what we need. That's how Donald Trump ends this. It's just brilliant. So anyway, as I said, let's pick up some of your calls here. Dan in Seattle. Hey, Dan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I was listening a lot earlier, and I noticed you talked about what Trump, when he went on to Fox and Friends 6 months into the war on Gaza, and Brian Kilmeade asked him about whether he was on board with the way Israel forces were handling the war in Gaza. He said, the exact quote is, you've got to finish the problem.
Exactly.
And that jumped out at me, because the first thing I thought was, a problem has a solution. You find the solution, you're finished with the problem, it's the final solution.
Yeah, to paraphrase Adolf Hitler. No, I get it. These people who are voting for Jill Stein because they don't like the fact that Biden has been supporting Israel, you know, continuing to provide Israel with weaponry, something I don't like either. Supporting Jill Stein, and by the way, Republican super PACs are paying for Jill Stein advertising right now in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Arizona. These people are shooting themselves in the foot, because if you vote for Jill Stein instead of Kamala Harris, you may well end up with Donald Trump. But if you have Donald Trump, he's with Netanyahu. Just go in and just kill everybody in Gaza and bring in my son-in-law, Jared Kushner, to build some, you know, five-star resort properties right there on the seacoast, because it's right there on the Mediterranean. It's beautiful, you know, oceanfront property.
Yeah, that's it. That's a strategy. Conquer, plunder, pillage, expand.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you vote for Jill Stein, you're you're helping put Trump in office.
If you vote for Jill Stein, you're a fool. I mean, that's what it comes down to. In fact, I'm going to talk about it in the next hour, but the Green Parties of Europe, I didn't realize that under Jill Stein, the American Green Party had separated from the International Green Party. So we're just a pariah Green Party here. And the Green Parties of Europe all got together and said, hey, Jill, drop out of the race. I mean, they don't realize it's way too late. The ballots are printed and everything else. But, you know, they just yesterday came out and said that. Dan, I gotta move along, but thank you for the call. Nathan in Houston, Texas. Hey, Nathan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I was curious about the Supreme Court decision about official acts and the immunity that a president has for official acts. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking, if an impeachment is high crimes and misdemeanors, is an impeachment a criminal trial?
Technically, yes.
So think about the Zelensky call, right? That clearly was an official act. It was probably, you know, the call was probably set up by the State Department. Mm-hmm. They were talking about official business, and even talking about Hunter's laptop or digging up information about that could be considered an official act. So he was impeached for that. Would this mean that if this would have happened under this Supreme Court decision, that they would not have been able to impeach him for that?
No, because the Supreme Court has the power to define how other courts must act and what they must recognize as lawful or unlawful. High crimes and misdemeanors is such a broad category that with no clear definition, that Congress, which is not subject to regulation by the Supreme Court. In fact, it's the other way around. Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution says Congress shall be regulated, or the Supreme Court shall be regulated by Congress. Congress is, you know, does not have to do what the Supreme Court says. So Congress could still impeach Trump. They could still convict Trump, which would prevent him from ever holding office. It's just, you know, we lost that chance when Mitch McConnell whisked out, chickened out.
Got you. The other thing I want to say is quickly about something you were talking about earlier. I would pay good money to see the election workers like jumping up and down on Rudy Giuliani's bed in his condo and just like having a photo shoot. That would be worth everything.
I agree, Nathan. I agree. Nathan, thanks.
All right,
for
appreciate
call.
It.
Great to hear from you. Thanks for listening to us on SiriusXM there. Mike in Anderson Island, Washington. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I wanted to call. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. There's a bit of an echo. It sounds like you're talking from your bathroom, but we'll survive it. It's better if you put your mouth right next to the microphone if you're going to keep me on speaker like that, Mike.
Well, okay, hold. Yeah. Okay.
That's much better. So
let me figure this out here.
What's up?
So I wanted to call about the the Medicare. Hello?
I'm listening.
Okay, so the Medicare, somebody brought up about paying the Medicare plan that pays the deductible and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked it up on the internet. I can't find it now. I tried to find it again, but I can't find it now. But it's a federal program administered by the states. And I forget what it's called, but the state of Washington has they administer the plan, and it covers, I didn't get in detail, but it covers if you have an income up to 100% of the minimum federal poverty level.
Okay,
so anyways, it's in effect now, and
yes,
so somebody mentioned it, again.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't have the details right in front of me, Mike, but yes, there is a program like that for low-income people that helps out with your Medicare expenses, and it's administered by the states, and every state has, you know, you have access to it in each one of the states. I believe it's been administered by the states. It might even be federal. I am not an expert on this stuff.
But it's
out there. It's available.
Yeah. Another thing I wanted to mention just briefly. Now, yesterday you mentioned it was All Hallows Eve and everything called. You said Samhain.
Yeah, I mispronounced it.
Yeah, it's called Samhain. I'm pagan.
Yeah.
And that's one of our high holidays.
Yeah, I got some notes from people saying you mispronounced it, but you know, at that point it was way past. So thank you, Mike. Thanks for setting that straight. I appreciate it. It's 44 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the rest of us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Welcome back. It's the True People's Media. We'll be back with your calls in just a second.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Rooten, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Continuing election coverage you won't find anywhere else, including results when the polls close on November 5th. I'm Melissa Kay. Count on us on air at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, on the web, WFHR.com, and always on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, this is it. CB Distillery's fall sale is on. And right now, you can save up to 40% on everything. This is your chance to save. If you're stressed out, struggling to sleep, have pain after exercise, CB Distillery has a plant-based solution just for you. They've got natural solutions for everything: stress, sleep, pain after workouts, even mood and focus. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. A lot of you have been raving about the benefits you've seen with CB Distillery's products, especially when it comes to getting better sleep. So if you're looking for better sleep, more calm, or pain relief after exercise, now is the time to give CB Distillery a try. And to save big, don't miss this massive sale. Get up to 40% off your entire order. Here's how you do it. Just visit cbdistillery.com and enter the code VIP. That's cbdistillery.com, and the code is VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. cbdistillery.com, code VIP. Or a secret to disclose. Today's a perfect day, because anything goes. Call the show, don't hesitate. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Holly in Washington, D.C. Hey, Holly, what's up?
Well, I have an inquiry I want to rattle with you around. You made this great point. If you're concerned about the Palestinians and you take it out on Kamala Harris, you're making it worse.
For the Palestinians, so, yeah.
Of course, of course. And so I'm watching every rally pretty much. And when she has to address Gaza, she talks about the hostages and the end of the war. But she never mentions the Palestinians.
Right.
And if I was a voter with that kind of sandpaper, you know, you want to smooth that out. Like, you don't risk the whole
thing. Well, the
game.
Thing she has
you
been saying
the
is
reason.
The thing she has been saying is that my administration will not be a continuation of the Biden administration. And I think that's code for, you know, I'm going to take on Israel. But if she were to come out and say that right now, it would be the only story that anybody would hear for the next 4 days. And it could hurt her badly in the election.
But couldn't she just at least acknowledge the Palestinians suffering through this?
She has, and she's called for a two-state solution.
I don't hear it on the stump. I don't hear it on the stump.
I have.
Which is, oh, well, then it's been a while, because
I've heard it recently. Just a couple days ago, she was talking about we need a two-state solution.
Yeah, but she's not really
talking
about
she said we need a ceasefire now. Now, she hasn't gone so far as to say we need a ceasefire now and Benjamin Netanyahu won't go along with it, but I think that's implicit. I get what
of
you're saying, Holly,
say
but
that.
She, you know, she
but just the compassion of the Palestinian people.
Yeah, I've been hearing that. She has said on more than one occasion that I've heard, and I've also heard quoted on NPR in the morning, you know, that the level of death in Gaza is unacceptable. Yeah. She's not waving that flag, you know, loudly, but it's there. It's there.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And I think part of the reason with Kamala is Obama. People get Obama, Kamala, and they can't really get the change in rhythm, because they don't care.
Yeah.
But I just think that's an interesting point that I've never heard anybody talk about, just the sound, you know.
Yeah, it never occurred to me, but it makes sense.
Obama, Kamala. Yeah. As of Kamala, because that confuses a white supremacist brain.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, Holly,
exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Good talking to you.
Thank you.
And here's a wild coincidence. My next caller, according to my call screen software, gives me my callers in order. My next caller is also named Holly from Lafayette, Louisiana. Hey, Holly, my sister-in-law's sister is named Holly, too. It's not a very common name. Great to have you with us. What's
on
your mind?
It's not a very common name. Yeah, you're right. It's not a very common name. My mother was supposed to give birth to me on December 25th, I came on January 13th. She stayed with the name. But okay, I digress, Tom.
I get it. Holly, can you put your mouth a little closer to the microphone so we can hear you clearly?
Yes. Is this better?
Yeah, it's getting better. I mean, you know, if you're holding a phone, you can just, you know, put it right up to your mouth, and even if it's on speaker, it sounds
okay,
good.
Tom.
So what's up?
All right, I'm calling from Lafayette, Louisiana, but I am from Pennsylvania. And yesterday in Pennsylvania, during a Halloween parade, did you hear they had a golf cart with Donald Trump in it? With Kamala Harris walking behind in chains.
Yeah.
I am beyond despair, Tom.
Yeah, I haven't seen pictures of it, but I read a headline about that. Yeah, it wasn't, you know, it was a phony Donald Trump bringing along a phony Kamala Harris. There's also another video that's circulating of a little kid, a school-age, elementary school-age kid, maybe 12 years old, 10 years old, a white kid. Leading around a black child and a girl in chains.
Good God.
Yeah. You know, this is the Confederacy, you know, is trying to rise again, Holly. They just never went
right.
away.
Right.
As you well know, I mean, you're in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Confederate president.
Pardon?
Always said Donald Trump was a second Confederate president, and I will stand by that.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
All right, Tom.
Ronald
Thank
Reagan
you for all your history lessons.
For his money. You're welcome, Holly. Thanks
right.
for the call.
Thank you for your history lessons, Tom.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Tim in Aloha, Oregon. Hey, Tim, what's up?
Yeah, you know, it's something that doesn't get in the news enough that's really going to have a significant effect on the rise of the Republican Party. If you notice, there's four states now in the South that are eliminating child labor laws, and they're pursuing that. So what they want to do is they want to, and then they're trying to destroy public education, put a bunch of 12 to 14-year-olds to work for minimum wage, make sure their school is worthless, and then when they get home at night, they watch Fox News, and then Sunday they go to church, and then when they turn 18, they register them as Republicans.
Yep.
That's the mentality that's going on down there.
Yep, and this is stuff, this is their grand solution to replace the immigrants. This is what they will do to their white children to keep brown people out of their state. That's the bottom line.
Absolutely, yeah. And what kind of intellect are they going to have? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not going to make any decisions other based on emotion and the whole Jim Crow generational stupidity. You know, that's the name of the game.
And one
other little comment. Mm-hmm. When they had that Trump rally, I called in and made a comment to you guys, screens of calls, but I was on hold for long. My phone kind of went dead. But I said I would have loved to have gone to that rally wearing a big swastika and handing out little signs that said, Heil Trump, and I'll guarantee every one of them would have been taken.
Oh, sure. Sure. LeBron James clip, here's Donald Trump standing there as people are going, we love Hitler, we love Trump. And he just gives them the biggest smile, just ear to ear. He's just loving hearing that. Yeah, we love Hitler, we love Trump.
Pretty Tim, scary, Tom.
Yeah, it is. It is.
My fingers crossed.
That's why I don't think he's going to win. Tim, I got to run, but thank you for the call. What concerns me is that so many people in the Republican Party are willing to stand with him in this just blatant racism, misogyny, and fascism. It's disgusting. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, Congressman Mark Pocan and congressional candidate Kristen Lierley join us as we wrap up the campaigning and get all set for the voting.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.